The siege of a radical mosque in the center of Islamabad continues. Today, Pakistani security forces set off explosive charges described as warning blasts near the mosque located in the center of the nation's capital. Yesterday, Pakistani authorities arrested one of the mosque's top clerics as he attempted to escape dressed in a burqa, the traditional women's garb. More than 1,000 of the militant students holed up in the mosque have surrendered, but hundreds more remain inside. To learn more, we called Absar Alam, bureau chief of the TV channel Geo News in Islamabad. Is there any way to know exactly how many people remain in the mosque?
Actually, there are conflicting reports about the number of people still inside the mosque. The cleric's younger brother claims that he has around 1,000 students, both men and women. But the officials put the number just above 150 students right now inside the mosque.
So at this point, the authorities don't have a plan to go in with force?
No, they have all the plans to go in, but they are just watching and seeing what's unfolding, and they want as many people possible to come out as they can.
Is there fear that this could end in a bloodbath?
Yes, there is a fear that it could end in a bloodbath. Already more than a dozen people have died, but to avoid any more deaths, the authorities are watching. The electricity has been cut off. No food can go in. So I think the pressure is mounting on the people hold inside are not in a position to retaliate or to do any harm.
As you said, Mr. Alam, at least a dozen people have died already. Actually, the number we've heard is 16. There were injuries, including injuries to yourself and to other members of the media.
Yeah, that happened the very first day. Actually, the media people were caught in between a crossfire. So one of the stone hit my head and I received 5 stitches. But more than that, one of photographer of working for a local newspaper, he died because of bullet injuries on the spot. But since then, persons are not being allowed to go very close to the scene.
Mr. Alam, how is the Pakistani public reacting to this siege?
Actually, there has been a mixed reaction among the Pakistani public. Earlier, there were some people who were sympathizing, but majority of the people, they don't like it. And the attempt by the main cleric to escape in a group of women wearing burqa, has actually made him a butt of jokes in the country, and people are questioning his commitment with his cause. And they say he was actually escaping like a coward. And any prominent leader, religious leader in Pakistan, has not sided with them. And nobody is actually want to be seen to be sided with them.
Mr. Alam, let me ask you, what is happening to those who have surrendered?
They are under arrest. Actually, the girls whose parents have turned up to take them home, they are being sent back. But the male students, they are in the custody of the authorities.
So they face charges?
They face a number of charges, like murder, kidnapping, terrorism charges, etc., etc.
Uh-huh.
So there are a number of charges, very serious charges.
Absar Alam is bureau chief of the TV channel Geo News in Islamabad, Pakistan. Thank you very much, Mr. Alam.
Thank you.